The Covenant of the Flame by David Morrell. To Barbara and Richard Montrose, in memory of Matthew, Saturday Nights, and A Castle in Spain. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. The Gospel according to John. Prologue. A fury-slinging flame. Ash Wednesday. Spain, 1391. Archdeacon Ferran Martinez, driven to excess by his fervent Catholicism, preached increasingly inflammatory sermons against all heretics. On March 15th, Ash Wednesday, his charismatic, hate-filled oratory aroused his parishioners to such a frenzy that they stormed from his church toward the Jewish quarter of Seville. If not for the orderly-minded civil authorities, a massacre might have ensued. Instead, two leaders of the mob were seized and scourged. But their punishment, far from being a discouragement to fellow bigots, made the leaders martyrs and fueled the fires of their followers' hate. Anti-heretical fury spread from Seville to neighboring cities, and finally throughout Spain, with a terrible consequence that during the summer of 1391, an estimated 10,000 disbelievers were executed, most by beatings and stonings. Several, though, were put to the torch. Guardians of the Faith, France. The religious mania in Spain was not unique. Since the start of the Middle Ages, a heresy derived from ancient Mideastern theology had attracted so many followers that the church felt threatened. The heresy, known as Albigensianism, maintained that good and evil were balanced forces, that two gods, not one, controlled the universe, that Satan was equal to, in combat with, and as cunning as the Lord. The body, flesh,